Santa Rosa attorney Mary Claire Lawrence likes to tell her clients that estate planning should not be a near-death experience. Now she's made that phrase the title of her newly published book.
It's funny and it means something. It means that you shouldn't wait until you're at death's door before you do estate planning. And it also means that doing estate planning shouldn't make you want to die while you're doing it.
Behind the levity, however, lies a serious fear for many people, one that Lawrence prefers to confront directly.
I use the word die. I say when you die. I don't say when you pass away or when you are no longer with us or any of those other euphemisms. And usually when I use the word die with people, they exhale a little bit. They go, oh, okay, yeah, that is what we're talking about, and it's okay.
When you get right down to it, Lawrence continues, thinking about money after death gives that subject a very different perspective.
When you're dead, you're rich. You don't need that home that you've been living in, and you don't need to save for your retirement, and you don't need to save for a rainy day, and you don't need to worry about what you spend. All of a sudden, when you're dead, everything you've accumulated during your life is available to be used in whatever way you think you'd like to use it. If it means helping your children more or your grandchildren, or it means contributing to charity, whatever it is.
The main thing to keep in mind, says Lawrence, is that planning is a way to think ahead and make some important decisions that will outlive you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here. But is there anything good that I can do with the assets that I've accumulated during my life? Are there decisions I can make that are going to help take care of my kids or my grandkids when I'm gone? Are there things that I can do that can make things better for the people I love and for the charities or causes that I'm devoted to?
But failing to confront those questions only creates problems.
The biggest downside is that you are leaving a mess, and possibly worse than a mess, fighting to the people you love. If you die without an estate plan, odds are overwhelming that your estate will have to go through probate. And there are reasons not to like probate. It's expensive, it's slow, it goes through the court, it's public. So that's one really good reason to make an estate plan, is to avoid probate. The best reasons, though, are to make sure that you are doing in your death the same thing you were doing when you were alive, which is you're taking care of the people you love.
As much as people may dread the prospect of going through the estate planning process, Lawrence says getting it done almost invariably creates a sense of relief.
Most everyone who hasn't done an estate plan, it bothers them and they worry about it. And what I see in my practice is when people finish doing their estate plan, there's this great burden that is rolled off of them, especially when they have a difficult family situation. Having made those good decisions just feels so good.
Advice on estate tax shelters is only useful for individuals with more than $5 million in assets, Lawrence notes. Her slender volume offers practical counsel for the rest of us. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.